The new system has been in the works for more than 20 years and was developed by the U of A, Italy's Arcetri Observatory, and the Carnegie Observatory. It uses the latest form of what's known as adaptive optics to make objects in the night sky more visible. Such systems have been around for years, bending telescope mirrors hundreds of times per second to compensate for atmospheric fluctuations. The idea is to take the twinkle out of stars so astronomers can see more detail. The new adaptive optics system is called MAG-AO, and U of A professor Laird Close is its lead researcher. He recalls when scientists, worn out after nights of testing the system, let excitement overcome them as they captured their first images of the Great Orion Nebulae.
And these are images sharper than any photographs ever taken before by any telescope from the ground or space.
Close says the new imaging system increases resolution twofold from previous systems. He and other researchers used the Large Binocular Telescope in eastern Arizona to do early tests. Then they moved MAG-AO to the Magellan Telescope in Chile for final testing. Close says it will scan the skies from there for a while.
But it's going to be used for a whole host of different topics, and imaging planets around other stars is something we've already used it for successfully.
As an example, Close says the system has identified multiple objects in a cluster, where previous observations showed just a single object. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.